Okay, you are here. Good, good.
In the Graves County High School library, Amanda Henderson introduces a group of the school's teachers to the new Bring Your Own Device, or BYOD, program. Henderson is Graves County's District Technology Integration Specialist. The BYOD program she's discussing is a simple solution to a common problem. Schools need to keep their educational resources up to date, but lack the money to continually refresh them. Henderson says ideally they would provide every student with their own computer, but in reality, it's just not feasible.
So we decided to go with Bring Your Own Device because a lot of our students already bring in cell phones, smartphones, different types of tablets into the classroom. So we're just thinking, why not utilize those?
So while some schools still discourage students from bringing personal electronics to class, Henderson says this fall, students at GCHS will not just bring their computers and tablets to school, they'll connect to the school's network and use them in class. That's why she's at the school today with the teachers.
There's a lot of great tools out there that we need to make our teachers aware of. Tools for communication, for collaboration. That's kind of what our focus is today. And it's all about making the teacher feel successful, so therefore they turn around and allow BYOD in their classroom.
I'm glad some of you answered wrong.
Michelle Gaddis leads one of the training sessions for her fellow teachers. They're using their devices the same way some of their students might this fall, taking a pop quiz in class. As the teachers enter their answers, the results are projected on a screen in the room.
What I want you to notice on this screen, first of all, is that 17 out of 17 have responded, so you know that everyone's put in their answer that has signed into my room. And then at the bottom, you can see that most of you answered C, which is good and correct, so I know whatever this concept is, most of you got it.
But quizzes and other response-based tasks aren't the only things they'll be doing. Business teacher Michelle McKee says the BYOD program will be great for her students as they transition out of high school.
A lot of what they do is in preparing for college and trying to, you know, get things ready to pursue their career requires online resources, all of the college applications and scholarship applications and so on and so on. Having their own device will allow them to go whatever way they want to go.
But many students might not have their own laptop or tablet. It could be they can't afford one or that it's just not a priority for their family. Henderson says that's a concern they're taking seriously.
We want to try to find some way to solve that. If it's, you know, people donating devices that they're not using, if we could get those in the hands of the students, and even finding some type of funding where we could buy devices in the district for students to check out. You know, that's going to be our next priority.
In the meantime, Henderson says students can use the computers the school already has or share with students who brought a device. But with a virtual gaming console at students' fingertips, there's always the possibility of distraction. Henderson says they'll be restricting network access to big distractions like social networking sites, but she says most of the responsibility for keeping the students on task will fall on the teachers. Teacher Michelle McKee says that's something they've been discussing during training.
You know, when they come in, if we're not using the cell phones or whatever device they have for instructional purposes, you know, I'll probably tell them immediately, you know, devices down, you know, put them on the left side of your desk so I can see them.
But despite the potential problems, teachers and administrators agree the BYOD program is moving the school in the right direction. In fact, Graves will be joining 12 other Commonwealth school districts that have implemented or are planning to implement BYOD initiatives this fall. That's along with 16 districts with one-to-one programs where schools provide computers to every student. McKee says the additional technology in the schools will add a new and better dynamic to the classroom. For WKMS News, I'm Shelley Baskin.